There are three steps to the death rites. The first one is recapitulation and forgiveness. The second one is granting permission to die. And the third one are the final rites. It's very difficult to say I love you and I forgive you from the spirit world. The recapitulation is a life review that we do here with a loved one before they cross over, so they don't have to do it on the other side. I remember when my father was passing, I spent the last 2 weeks of his life with him, and I wanted to invite him to begin his life review process. So I would ask him, tell me about when you met Mom. Then he would begin to tell me the story. And then I would go further back and ask him, tell me, do you remember when you would still wear short pants, the first time you wore long pants to school? And he would say, yes, I remember. And tell me what the earliest memory do you have? What were you wearing when you met Mom? What was it like when my sister was born? And with very gentle questioning and prodding, it's surprising how ready we are to tell our life stories. And we spent 2 weeks reviewing his story, and he would tell me about the people that he had wronged, and I would invite him to say a prayer of forgiveness for himself and for them. There were a couple of people that he had to call on the telephone and say to them, I am in my final days, and I want you to know that I am sorry, and I want you to forgive me. And it took tremendous courage to do this. And he would cry when he would hear them say, all is forgiven. All is forgiven. Having the opportunity to tell one story has a cathartic and healing power. It's the equivalent of doing your life review before you've actually died. So the recapitulation process is not a time to reminisce or time to linger on the events of the past, but rather to review and to forgive, to review and to practice forgiveness, to forgive oneself, to forgive anyone else that needs to be forgiven, to say the I love yous and the I forgive yous that need to be said. For example, you can ask your mother to recall how your father courted her. You can ask her, did you know that it was him the day that you met him? How did you feel when he asked you out the second time? Ask the questions so you know will elicit the story. This is the origin of the Christian confession, where we have the opportunity to tell our story. And this is where we do the grand telling of our story for the last time so that we can break free of that story for the last time. Tremendous forgiveness can occur during the recapitulation process, but do not expect to be a miracle worker and think that you can achieve in a few hours the healing that could not be accomplished in a lifetime. People tend to die in the same way that they have lived. It is natural for your loved one to experience anger when faced with the end of his life, and you can easily become the target of this resentment. Be careful not to react to it or to take it personally. Powerful realizations often come uninvited as one approaches death. One of them is understanding that we could have lived differently, loved more fully, and forgiven more readily. This anger is not being directed toward you personally. Make it okay for your loved one to voice his feelings and respond to this anger with physical comfort and support. Hold your loved one's hands as he cries or expresses his ire. Be an unshakable source of love and unconditional support, even in a storm of confusion. The more willing your loved one is to forgive himself, the more quickly his anger will turn into compassion. If your loved one's condition is critical and he has not been informed of this, by all means, let him know. Most people know anyway. They can feel the change of attitude among the friends and family members present, the new quietness in the room, the hushed voices, the forced smiles. It is best to be direct, yet gentle and compassionate. Your straightforwardness will give your loved one permission to be open and disclosing with you. He will know that he can count on you to speak the truth.